Because we have, like, all these notes about why it should be residential instead.
And listen, you're the taxpayer. You're welcome to tell us anything you want to, but I will tell you that we, unless there's something different about the property, this is a decision that we've already made, and to be consistent with what we do with everybody else, that's what we'll be doing in your property. If you just have the one, we'll give you, and it's only 25% commercial. It's 75% of it is residential. So the change is not going to be tremendous on your first one, but that's how we've been doing them.
So you're saying it's 20, you would make it 25 commercial and 75 residential.
That is correct. On the first one. If you have other, if you acquire other ones in Taney County, then they would be 100% commercial. But that first one, we do give you the break on. And this was a classification appeal only, I assume?
Yes, okay. It is.
All right. Yeah, given the information I've given you, do you have anything else that you'd like to share with the board here?
I mean, I guess not.
I don't want to keep you from talking. I'm just letting you know how we're treating these properties.
Yeah, I mean, we had all these things and that we were told that no, it should be 100% residential.
We understand. There's been a lot of people that are, especially people that make a business out of this and have multiple properties and multiple nightly rentals. They want them to be taxed as residential properties.
Right.
And there's been some movement in the legislature to try to do that, but it never got out of committee. We don't have an answer from the legislature, and the State Tax Commission at least has upheld in at least one case what we're doing with this 75-25 classification. And like I said, on the first one, if you only have one, it's a pretty good break because we assume 75% residential. But, okay, given that, you tell me. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
I guess not. I guess we'll take that. And hopefully the...
Sure.
They go through Congress or through the legislature and make the changes. And then I assume next year we can come back and appeal it to be 100% residential.
Any change that you get... Or anytime you get a notice of what your taxes will be, you can file an appeal with us. And then if you don't like what we do today or in subsequent years, you can go to the State Tax Commission. There'll be instructions on your decision on how to do that. Did you want to say anything on it?
I just would like you to know that there is a statute that says if you charge state sales tax that you are 100% commercial. And so the assessor did not make up her own law. This did come through as a statute. And it's been ruled on also.
So, in other words, what the assessor's office takes the position that these are 100% commercial, whether you have one or 20 of them. It's just that we as a board have made the decision on the first one to give a break. So, as far as BOE number 412, I would make a motion that we classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
I have a second. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. And like I said, if you want to go to the tax commission regarding the issue, you can certainly do that. It'll have instructions on how to do that. And we do thank you for owning in Taney County. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. BOE 413. Looks like there's 414.
Yep.
Those are the only two?
Two, yeah.
Okay.
We didn't already do these?
No.
Another day?
No. And this said classification question mark. Did they mark something on their form or not?
I don't know. I haven't pulled the files on these.
Yeah, they did not.
They didn't mark anything.
Okay. I suspect it's a nightly rental issue. One's valued slightly higher than the other.
telephone number 816304125. Can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We'll try to give you a call back here in a bit. I know we're a little past your time, but we've had several in-persons today. We'll try to give you a call back here in a little bit. All right. Is the balance of this, Valerie?
Yes.
The vineyards is not, is it?
Okay.
And that's value, classification, and discrimination.
On the vineyards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's two of them, it looks like. Vineyards 5, Vineyards 6. How many? LLC?
Yes.
Is that the only two?
Vintage 12,
4.3
is not
Valerie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the
well,
two.
Well, let me go ahead and do 421 and 22, then we'll...
Yep, just the okay. Two.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes, I do.
Hi. Your voice is pretty low. I'm not sure if we can up the volume here or not. But
let me get out of my...
There you are. I can hear you well now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, okay. I can hear you. I can hear you well. We have a couple of properties here. Both at 2952 Vineyard Parkway, it looks like.
Unit
5 and 6, or maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Are these the only two properties here in Taney County?
Yeah, these are the only two. One is mine and one is my wife's. Yes.
Okay. Are they both nightly rental properties?
They are property rentals, and guests are free to book whether they want it nightly or long term. The owners don't make the decision.
Okay. If they're in a nightly rental program, in other words, they're available for nightly rental. What we've been doing down here is we'll give you a break on the first one because we assume personal use as well, and we do a 25% commercial, 75% residential, but the other one would be 100% commercial. That's how we've been doing them in Taney County. If they do get into, it's as of January 1, if they are in a long-term lease, then that's different. But if they're available for nightly rental, then they would be classified as in the way that I just discussed.
And when you talk about classification, I have reviewed it with my lawyer, the Missouri statute.
Right.
And these properties are individually, like one is mine and one is my wife. And per the Missouri statute and also the Missouri constitution, these properties are classified as residential. So I do not know what data that the assessor has to determine mine is a long term. I have not disclosed anything. How did the assessor determine mine is not a long term?
Okay. Did you fill out a nightly rental affidavit about, is it available on Airbnb, those kinds of places?
My appeal is based on the property, people stay, they reside in it, they cook and sleep, it's a residential.
Oh,
it qualifies as a residential in the Missouri statute.
All right, well, let me help you out with this so that you understand where we are. We have been dealing with this issue for about 5 years now, and we made a decision back in 21 to classify nightly rental as if you just have one in Taney County that's being used, then we give you a break on the first one, and all subsequent ones would be commercial. I understand that not everybody agrees with that, but some assessors are doing all of them commercial if they are in a nightly rental program. There are some assessors that are doing them all residential. But the State Tax Commission has upheld the way we do this in at least one decision that they've had and found it to be reasonable. So we do give a break on the first one, but we don't give, on the second one, we've assumed that it's a business because you're competing with other commercial providers that provide lodging, such as hotels, things like that. And so if that's the basis of it. And I understand, and you're welcome to say whatever you want to say, but I'm just letting you know that's how we're treating these properties with respect to nightly rental properties. If they're in a long-term rental, then they are not. And you can certainly appeal our decision to the State Tax Commission.
Yeah, I'll be certainly doing that. A couple of things I want to add, David, is thanks for giving me the context. One, these are owned by two different owners. So the logic that you use for one and another won't work because each of us are different owners.
Okay, the LLC that you're talking about has one owner for each of them. Is that what you're indicating?
Correct, that's correct.
I think we need to see the deeds on those.
I'm sorry?
I think we need to see the deeds on those since they're basically the same.
I imagine
LLC.
The deeds are going to say to the LLC. So, do you have operating agreements for the LLCs or anything like that that you want to provide to the board?
Am I required to give all the data?
I'm sorry?
By law. Am I required to provide you all the data?
No. But we have to have some things to operate from when we're asking these questions. That's why we're asking the questions. So, I mean, if you wanted to provide some information, it certainly is helpful to us. I understand you disagree with the residential classification, but we're trying to be consistent with what we do with everyone else. If the state legislature...
I also sent you the evidence. It is not being consistent at all. There are homes in the same complex that do short-term, long-term, nobody knows, but they are classified as residential.
Well,
and we do not compete with water with your other point. Like, we do not provide laundry services, we do not provide beverages, we do not provide vending machines. We do not do any marketing from that property. People just come and sleep and cook there.
Understand, we've had the same argument for the last 5 years, like I've said, but we have a State Tax Commission decision that says what we're doing is reasonable. So if from that standpoint, I'm just telling you that we certainly have heard these arguments. We're not trying to be disrespectful. We have heard them all with respect to that part of it. We're not classifying them as residential as a board, but we will give a break on that first one. If you wholly own one LLC, which one is that?
My wife is in India, so she cannot talk to you right now. I own the 29325.
Okay, there looks
that's
like...
That's 421.
Huh?
421.
Okay. And if she wholly owns the other one. In other words, here's the basis of asking the question. On your tax return, when you file a tax return, you're going to report your interest in that LLC. And if you're telling me that, and it's up to you, if you don't want to tell me, that's up to you. But there are consequences from the standpoint of taxation because we're a taxation board as well. So if you are telling me you don't have any interest in one and your wife doesn't have any interest in other, I'm going to take that as